Try to picture yourself with a workforce of 20 employees. Financial constraints require that one of them is made redundant. There is one worker who has been consistently less productive than the others, but you hear on the grapevine that their family is suffering financial hardship. Nevertheless, this is the employee that you select for redundancy, as it's the right decision for the company. But how well do you sleep at night? The robust brain is linked to one of the earliest parts of the developmental pathway, the process of separation from the mother. For the first few months, a mother's gaze is focused almost entirely on the baby, before gradually returning to other aspects of life, and eventually they become a pair rather than a single entity. This process of maternal separation varies and can give rise to individuals with differing degrees of security in their own identity and varying abilities to empathise with others around them. In general, a balanced brain will be robust enough to make tough decisions about others, but importantly, will have insight into the possible impact of these. The degree of thought involved in making such decisions is recognised by others to whom they appear empathetic and gracious, but sometimes innate weakness of self-separation may kick in, and there may be a tendency to over-identify. Then, when tasked with making a particularly tough decision, they are unable to disassociate themselves fully from the effect on others. And at the extreme, they may descend into sleepless nights agonising over their actions. At the other end of the spectrum, particularly when the maternal separation process has been unduly traumatic and abrupt, the fear of total separation is so overwhelming that it is subconsciously suppressed. For these individuals, there is limited desire or ability to empathise with others. When difficult decisions are needed, these people are able with equanimity to ride roughshod over others. So let's go back to the question of whether you could make someone redundant. The chief executive of a large organisation would usually say yes. They tend to have robust boundaries and can see that this is an essential role in maintaining the health of the business. But interestingly, many CEOs have a cap on this brain. Whilst they might be able to go ahead and do the deed for the good of the company, they do mind very much if they have to treat their workforce in this way. They often have a high level of empathy and an understanding of how their actions affect their people. Conversely, the undergracious brain lacks this ability to sympathise and empathise, which can even tip into insensitivity or ruthlessness. For example, some fine military leaders can accept the death of their soldiers, confident in the knowledge that these losses are essential for the safeguarding of the masses. After all, it's part of the job they signed up to. Many of us lose sleep over tough issues in life, particularly when it comes to thinking about other people. How much we are affected by this varies depending on our robustness. Some people are sufficiently robust that they are only mildly aware, whilst others become anxious and stressed. The key point to consider is how securely you live with the consequences of your decision, and how much support do you need from others to do so.